Blog Talk Radio.
Let me eat the kingdom. It ain't mine. The kingdom mine. Let me hear you. Where am I eating? Citizen Fest. Where am I eating? Citizen Fest. Where you at? Let me see if you hear like this.
Yeah.
Good morning, and welcome to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It is a great day to be alive, live coming at you from the KT Tyler Show. It is truly a blessing that you're listening to the sound of my voice. I hope that each and every one of you had a blessed yesterday, and I hope you look forward to a blessed today. Even though it may be cloudy and rainy outside in the state of Maryland, we know we're going to persevere. We know that the sun is shining on the inside of us because we're happy, we're joyful, and we're at peace, and we just love one another. That's what it's all about, loving one another. So I hope you had a place right now in your life that you can show love more to yourself and more love to others. That is what it's all about. At the end of the day, you need to show more love, and that's how you prosper in this world, on this planet we call Earth, because it's all about love. And I just want to know that if we get back to loving each other back like we used to, or back like we're supposed to, then everything will change for the better. But until we reach that point, things will be still in a devastating moment and heartache and pain. But when we overcome by showing love to one another, that's when we conquer all. Love conquers all. Love perseveres. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love doesn't keep track of wrongdoing. And love is what it is all about. So I hope you love, show love more today. I'm truly excited. It is a great day to be alive. I feel good in my spirit. And I just feel that it's time. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, it is time for me as a man to step up and to do the things that I'm supposed to do, no matter what life challenges has come my way. It is time for me to do something different and to do something more, not just for myself, but for the people that I know and love. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, that's where I get my drive, and that's where I get my inspiration from, is knowing that by me being here and by me walking in my purpose, I can help somebody else out. And that's the excitement that I have today, that I can help somebody, because I know there were plenty of times when I needed help and I, you know, didn't look for it. You know, I just kind of stayed in my bubble. But now I'm to the point where I'm humble enough to say, you know what, I need help and I'm going to ask for it. And because of that experience, now I'm able to share that experience with other people so that way they don't have to go through the same thing that I went through. Or before they hit that milestone, they can know what's going to happen and they can make a choice that's going to better help them and better be suited for them to move forward in life. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I just love each and every one of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, and I hope you're prepared today to receive something that's going to be edifying to your hearing, that can elevate you to the next level. Because as I always say, as you wake up in the morning, your feet touch that floor, you have an opportunity to upgrade your life. You need to make sure that you are taking advantage of the opportunities that come your way so that way you can be in full understanding, full awareness of what it is that your God-given talent is and your God-given skills that you're supposed to use on this earth. So that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So I hope each and every one of you understand that you're here for a reason, you're here for a purpose, and every trial and tribulation has a season. So the faster you get out of that season, because if you don't stay in the valley too long, you got to understand that your next wave, the next place that you go is up on that peak. So if you're looking to get to that peak and you're looking to stay on that peak, you got to understand there will be some valleys. And the sooner you get out of that valley, that means you have to have the right mindset, right attitude, and know what your purpose is. You will not stay long in the valley. So this the purpose that I know right now. My goal is to stay on the mountaintop and the peak of life as often and as much as possible. Even though I may hit that low point, I know with my perseverance and my inspiration and my motivation that I can get out of there with a quicker time, and I surround myself with people that can uplift me in that moment in time when I'm down in that valley. That's what you need to do. Have your dream team, have your support team, have the people that have your best interests at heart that can help you during hard times. That's what it's all about. You need your anchor. You need someone that can really get you out of that tough situation, that can pour into your spirit to help you elevate yourself. And that is what it's all about. Elevation and surrounding yourself with positive people. Positive thinking, positive people creates positive results. And that's what you want in your life. You want positivity. Positivity keeps you young. Positivity keeps you vibrant. Positivity keeps you with moving motion in your body. Positivity keeps you out of the doctor's office also, because you don't have, you don't become sick and tore down with all these different diseases and symptoms that, that people, because of stress and because of the negativity that's in their life, that they let get to them, you don't have that happen to you. So if you keep positive and remember, positivity creates positive results and it creates a long life, you will be awesomely excited about what's going to happen for you in your life. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into today's topic. And today's topic is, if you fail, get back up. Now, there's something that, there's a scripture that says, you know, I'm going to read the scripture in a minute. But I'm telling you, when you understand, I mean, I remember probably like maybe 5 or maybe 7 years back, there was a commercial that came out, "I've fallen and I can't get up." You know, I know everybody remembers that commercial. It was so popular back in whatever, I don't know, the 90s or whatever it was. But "I've fallen and I can't get up." I mean, we were hilarious. We was cracking jokes. I mean, it was just a funny thing to talk about. But you have to understand, we all fall, but the thing is, you have to get back up. See, the key thing in life, what we realize, and you can look at certain situations in your life and other people's lives, how they have fallen and they stay down. And you can tell by the life, the way they live, the way they act, and the way they talk, is that they still down. They never got back up. So you need to understand that you're here, and you're here for a reason. You're here not just for to be breathing air. You're here for a reason. So life come at us in a hard way. Life is difficult in some points in our life. Is difficult for some people, and that's because you're not walking in the right way with the right people, and then basically what happens is your world gets upside down. But you got to understand, when you get back up and you stand tall and you get your direction, you get your mindset right, you get your attitude right, and you know your purpose, then your world will turn right side up. And you will be walking in upright position versus a downward position, meaning you're walking straight down and you're not getting anywhere, or you're going straight to you know where. But what I'm saying to you is that no matter what you go through in life, take a hit and keep on kicking. You got to understand that the God you serve said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he'll be with you to the end of time. So that means that you will fall. You will fall, but you got to understand that there is always an opportunity for you to get back up or stay down. So I just declare to say that everybody chooses to get back up and walk in that rightful place and walk in that rightful purpose right now, this day. I just declare this so, that you will find it, you will nurture it, and you will know what it is, and what is your rightful place to walk. And that's what it is all about at the end of the day. So let's get into what today's topic is today. And it is, if you fail, get back up. If you fail, get back up. And we're going to read Judges 3:7-9. Judges 3:7-9. And it reads as such. So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They fought the Lord their God. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel, and the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel who delivered them. Judges 3:7-9. Now the story that relates to the title. Austin O'Malley said, "The fact that you have been knocked down is interesting, but the length of the time you remain down is important. In life, you will have problems. Are you going to get up or stay down? Wallow in your defeat, or are you going to get back on your feet as quickly as you can? When you fall, make the best of it and get back on your feet. Learn what you can from your mistake and then get back in the game. view your errors the way Henry Ford did his. He said, failure is an opportunity to begin again more intelligently. You had just heard in your hearing John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, this is such a profound title that right now, in 2010, a lot of people are facing what we call a trying, troubling, problematic time in their lives, which they have never experienced before. Some people, this is very new to them, especially the Generation X or Generation X. I mean, this is just a new, unless you live back in, you know, the 80s and the 60s and the 70s, this right now, what's going on in 2010 and what's been going on in 2009, this is devastating for some people. They really do not know what to do, how to do it, and they really at a lost state. And it's a place that we know that we can do better. But the thing is, you have to have the right mindset. You have to have a strong, like I said on yesterday, you have to be strong and courageous. But if you're not strong and courageous and you're defeated by somebody just blowing at you, then you're never going to stand anything that's going to be come your way during hard times. But it's so key that you understand that who you are and whose you are is the key thing that you need to understand. Because without understanding that, you will be defeated. You will be defeated. And I'm not trying to say that to scare you, but you will. If you don't know who you are, then how are you going to, you know, face any battle? You can't. Because you don't even know the power that you possess. But I'm going to read something that is becoming one of my profound scriptures, and it's Micah 7:7-8. It is so related to what we're talking about now. Micah 7:7-8. But I trust the Lord God to save me, and I will wait for him to answer my prayer. My enemies, don't be glad because of my troubles. I may have fallen, but I will get up. I may be sitting in the dark, but the Lord is my light. Woo, in Jesus' name, amen. Woo, that is powerful right there. When you understand life circumstances and that you have to understand something, whenever you're going through a hard time, it's not for you to pout, panic, and start gossiping about it. You need to go into immediate prayer about the situation immediately. I mean, without hesitation, go into immediate prayer. Let God work it out for you. You have to be patient enough to know that God answers prayers. So if you're not going to be patient enough to know that God is going to answer your prayer, then you'll never reach the destination that you want to get to in life, no matter who you are. I don't care if you are a millionaire, trillionaire, billionaire. It doesn't matter. If you don't know who you are and if you don't have the understanding of how powerful God is when you pray, how he answers prayers, then you will never reap any benefit at all, because money can't buy out. Money can't buy you out of any situation, okay? Money is just used for transactions, but people with a lot of money think that they can buy themselves out of the law. No. Certain situations may have slipped by, but not everybody's going to get those type of rewards. You have to understand, there's a law we're supposed to get. There's a commandment that we're here to follow, and it's the God-given law that he presented to us to follow. So some people don't think just because you've seen somebody sneak and get beat the system that you're going to be able to do the same thing. You got to be careful what you watch and what you see and understand there's a right way to do something and there's a wrong way, okay? So, but the key thing here is you got to understand, pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And I cannot emphasize enough, prayer changes things. Because when you pray in the Spirit, you're talking to the Father. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to answer your prayer. Well, you got to understand you have to be patient. Most people, even adults, act like little children when they want something to happen immediately. But you got to understand God is in control. When you understand who's in control, you don't have panic attacks. You understand that God got your back no matter what. When you have faith of a mustard seed, to understand that no matter what you go through, no matter what struggles you go through, there's one God that we serve that conquers all, that has the power to change the situation immediately. So there's no reason for you to panic about nothing. Because if you know who you are and whose you are, he's got you. You're in his hand. He will deliver. He will deliver his promise. He will save you. And that's the key thing you have to understand. He will save you. You got to understand. But when you're just showing up, just when you have a situation of a terrible situation, that's the only time you show up. You got to understand that he's not going to move just because you decided, okay, today, because I'm going through this hard, I'm going to praise you. No, no, no. God is the same yesterday, same today, and he's going to be the same tomorrow. He's not going to change like people do. So you got to understand, he operates in the right, he operates in decency and in order. So that's the way you have to come to him, in decency and in order. And that's the way he operates 100% of the time, 100%. So you got to be careful in how and what you demand of him and how you talk to him, because it is so important. Now, yes, sometimes you may be upset. That's cool. But you got to understand, he's going to listen, but he's still going to make it. He's going to respond when, in due time, when he feels it right for him to respond. So that's why his patience is a virtue. When you wait patiently and understand that he's heard, he's going to hear you cry. He's going to hear you moan. He's going to hear you groan. He's going to hear everything that you talk about. He hears it all. He's everywhere. So it doesn't matter what you think that's in secret. There's no secret when it comes to dealing with him. He knows everything before it even happens. So that's why it's so crucial that you get yourself in a rightful place in which you're supposed to be in. Because there's some things that's awaiting for you, but when you're in a state of not knowing and the state of I've fallen and I'm not going to get back up, those things that you need to help you, you're never going to receive them, and then you're going to point the finger and try to blame them on someone. And most people try to blame it on him, God. But you got to understand, if you were in your rightful place and you got back up out of your problematic situation, you pray for the things that you needed, he will provide you with what you needed. Because he said he'll provide you with all your needs according to his riches and glory. According to Jesus Christ's riches and glory, he will provide you with all the things that you need. So the things you have to understand is, no matter what you go through in life, there is an out. There's an in to the situation, there's an out to the situation. You got to understand, choose one. And that's the key thing that you have to understand. He gives you an opportunity to choose life or choose whatever you want to choose. So you can choose life and choose his way and be and live in eternity, or you can choose the opposite way and live whatever is going to crumble, then that's when it's going to crumble. So you got to understand, what are you going to stand? Are you going to stand on a rock, the solid rock, or are you going to stand on sand? You have to make a choice. Like I say, choose one. Choose which one you're going to choose. But this day, I know who I am and whose I am and who I choose today to serve. And I know who's got my back. And I know that whatever I go through in life circumstances, I know who can help me, because he's my shining light. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Now, you got to ask yourself, who's the head of your life and who's going to help you? Who you want to help you out in your problematic situation, in your dark situation that comes in your life? Who do you want to be there to be that shining light to help you get out of that situation? You have to choose who you want that to be. That is the key thing that you have to understand. That's what it's all about. So you have to choose. And no matter what you go through in life, there's going to be plenty of times for you to get back up and get it right. Plenty of times for you to get back up. So no matter how many mistakes, don't count the mistakes, because love doesn't count. Love doesn't keep track of the mistakes that you do. So you don't keep track of the mistakes that you do, because then that means you're not loving. And don't keep track of the mistakes that somebody else do, because that's not loving either. That's what it's all about, loving, being loving. So if you're going to operate in this life, you need to operate in love to the fullness and the full capacity that we're supposed to operate in. That's how we're going to reap the harvest that we're supposed to reap. And that's what it's all about, reaping a harvest. If we can reap a harvest and get ourselves right, and I'm going to read the love scripture for each and every one of us. Love is kind. 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. 4 through 8. Okay, love is kind. Never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. Everyone who prophesies will stop in unknown language, will no longer be spoken, that we know will be forgotten. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You operate and use the principles of love to live your life, you will operate life in full function, and you will be truly blessed, because God is love. That's what it's all about. When you understand what the definition of love is according to what the word says, and you do exactly what that word, that the definition of word, the word says, gives you the illustration of what love is, and you operate in that full function, your life will be different. Your life will not be the same. You will be so uplifting to understand that how well life will present a better look for you, because love is what it's all about, and that's what it is. Love is what it's all about, and understanding that love is not a fairy tale, and you can't, money can't buy love. You got to understand that. You can't buy love. Love comes from within. Love comes from within. And that's how you got to understand that. You have to operate life from within, inside out, not outside in. Inside out, okay? So when you get your inside straight, you get your heart right, like we said on yet, get your heart right, get your love condition, unconditional love together, and you just operate from the fullness of inside out, man, your world will be dominating. You will be just dominant. You'll be in dominion. You'll be in a lifestyle that you would never have want, would have never thought you would be able to reap, because that's what he said, because he doesn't think the way we think. He thinks far more, you know, in detail, more than we could ever think. So what we thinking is, you know, so fine and dandy. God is thinking something totally different. So we got to understand that we're here for a purpose, and we're here to do things a certain way, and the certain way is to show love towards one another and to be love. This walk with love. This walk and be a loving person and operate in the full definition of what love illustrates in our lives and according to the word. So with that being said, we have come up to another time and period in a show. And it is truly, truly a blessing, and I hope you really got something, understanding from today's word, from today's title, I mean, that you understand that it's not about whether you fall or not fall. You are going to fall. That's the key thing you have to understand. You are going to fall. The thing is, are you going to get back up? How long are you going to stay back? How long are you going to stay down? So the key thing is, understand, get back up, get back in the game, and win, and be successful. Understand, life is going to have trials and tribulations, but you know you're an overcomer because you're the child of the Most High God. You have to understand that and respect that. But whatever you do, show love to yourself and show love to others. That's the key thing you need to understand. Show love. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. We reached a point in our show where we both get on one accord, and I will pray out before we begin our day. And I hope you're ready for an exciting day to just explore and have some fun and just live life in the fullness and what life has presented to you in the abundant state, prosperous state of living. That's the way you should carry every day, a prosperous and abundant state of living, because you know who you are. And that's how you're supposed to be happy, and that's how you show who you are, by your inside being filled with sunshine, no matter what's going on outside in the weather, it's shining on the inside of your spirit. It's feeling so good. That glow is just going to pour out of your pores, because on the inside of you, you're happy, you're excited, you're joyful, you're at peace, and you're happy. That's what it's all about on the inside, and that's what it's all about living life to the fullness of what it is that you can fulfill your life's journey by seeking peace, joy, love, and peace and happiness. So let's look to the Lord. Let's all get on one accord, and then we're going to basically just close out and have a magnificent day. Let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in your holy name. We thank you right now. We ask that you help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. So we just ask right now that you will direct our path, show us the way that we're supposed to go through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Right now we ask that you will bless us indeed, that you will enlarge our territory, that your hand will be with us. that you'll keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain, hurt, or harm, or danger to no one in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, for all things are true for them who believe. We believe in you, we trust in you, we just say thank you, Lord, because there's none like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that anything that we're going through that's devastating, that's hard right now, we just ask that you turn it around in our lives. Make it better in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you right now, Father God, because you are an awesome God, Lord. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. Nothing comes to you unless it comes to your Son, Jesus the Christ. So we just thank you right now for all the awesome things that you're doing in our lives and all the awesome things that you're going to do in our lives. We ask right now that everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, that if they're going through any trouble in times right now, that you're freedom right now. We ask that you'll touch their situation and turn it right side up in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that anybody that's going through a hard time, that's feeling weak in their spirit, we ask that you'll give them strength, Lord, that they can be an overcomer no matter what life's battle has come against them and trying to come against them. We ask right now that it would be rebuked in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask and declare that you'll fight on their behalf and you'll show them a way. You'll show them a way out in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask that you'll touch our family, our friends, our business associates, anybody that we come in contact with right now. We ask that you'll bless them. You'll touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We ask that you'll touch them in their heart, Lord. Give them a heart of understanding. Give them a heart of love in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you'll touch our leaders, Lord. Any and every one of us that is going to a Bible study this evening, we ask that you'll touch the leaders, Lord, that you'll give them a word to say to us, that it be edifying to our hearing, that can uplift us to the next level in the name of Jesus. We ask that you'll touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. We ask that you'll cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We ask right now that you'll protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger coming amongst them in the name of Jesus. We ask right now for the people that's around the country that's in a troubling time or in a struggle that's in need of anything, especially in Haiti. We ask that you'll provide support. You'll provide your helping hand, Lord, in those countries, Lord, that need a helping hand in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, this has been another episode of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire, inspiring men and women to live out their dreams. So I hope you are inspired today to live a life that could be everlasting and ever abundantly joyful and happy for you and your family. But most importantly, that you are excited about where you are in life and how to change it, you have to get back up. So I hope you understand that it's all about getting back in the game. Don't stay down. And you know that life, God has your back in life. Life is what you make it in the name, and life is what you make it. So you have to be very, very, very open to change for the better. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you have a marvelous day. And understand whatever it is that you have on your mind and your goal and in your heart that you want to do, you have to do it wholeheartedly. Without hesitation, don't let no one deter you from doing what you need to do. Do it wholeheartedly and understand that you are an overcomer, you are a conqueror. And just let the spirit of the Most High guide you through the Holy Spirit. Just let the Spirit guide you and direct you. And you may have tried some things in your life that you may have tried to take control. And it's just, you right now, you have to really let go. And really, really let go and let Him move in your life. And when you do that, awesome things are going to happen for you. But you have to have faith to know that when you choose not to just be in control of everything that happens, but to let Him do it, good things will happen for you. But we all have tried to do it ourselves. Me being one of the people just like you, of saying, you know what, I can do this. But you got to understand, if it was meant for us to do it ourselves, we wouldn't need Him. So that's why we have to understand that He gives us the right, the free will to do whatever we want. But you got to understand, we were not put here to do this ourselves. So I just encourage each and every one of you that's going through a hard time or going through a trying time, just do this for yourself today. Let go and let Him lead the way for you. And then see how that works out for your day. So with that being said, enjoy yourself, and we're going to let go and let God.
hold against me, shall the rustler give over no weapon formed against me, shall the rustler armed against you shall prosper. If all the world no weapon armed against me shall prosper. If all the world I know God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word, and he will do it. God will do what he said he would do.
Stand by his word. on your innocence. They won't wear that against you. How many of them gonna prosper?